My interest in autism started because of having a child with autism, and that's what made me more interested in reading about it and finding out different things. And now I'm a speech and language therapist, and I work with a lot of children that have autism, especially like preschoolers. That's where my interests started. Kind of like accepting what is not the regular thing for us, and getting to know the person, like, you know, like how you describe it, like it is different, but seeing it in a different way. It's not going to be different for him. And it's more how we can fit him into society without him losing the way he is, because that's the way he is, and we're not going to change that. And it's more like getting into middle ground, I will say, and like him fitting in a way, being the way he is into society, and get him to learn and how to help himself without losing how he is. I think for me it is, I guess it's been a little bit different. It was like for me when I saw that he was struggling with different things, for me it was more like, how can we help him? And how can we help him to, like, it's not being a better person, but how can we help him to like fit in and be able to be, you know, in a certain way independent, and to learn things, and to like be able to be more functional in a world that was not gonna be like designed for him. That's how I saw him. It was for me more like learning how to help him, and I find that always like very interesting. Of course, it's been like very challenging at times, because you need a lot of patience, and I think that's what he has been kind of like developing in me, like how to be patient. And it's not easy. Sometimes it's like, you know, like sometimes it's triple the effort to be patient with him, and I lose it. So it's always learning, and like keep adapting yourself to different stages that he is going to be going through, and try to be, when it's possible, a step ahead, thinking on how we can help him. And I think that's how it's been for me. But it's been very interesting, and I really like that in what I'm doing now is like I can be able to help other parents, and I really enjoy that, and how to like I can empower them to be like, it is possible to help them, and it's possible for you to teach them new things, and to, and I, in a way it's very important. I think what I have learned is like we always focus on the negatives, and I start seeing more like these are the strengths that he has, and this is how, what he is good at, and this is like, and I try to transmit that to other parents. And that's how I, something that has been, that I've been learning through him, that is like really nice. I think for me is to, for him to be, first to acknowledge, you know, what are his challenges, and also to acknowledge what are the good, the things that he is good at, and to be proud of himself for about those things. And it is funny, like recently he started making fun of himself and imitate himself about that he has autism. And for me that was great. It just happened recently. And we were with several friends, and I was like, this is nice that he's acknowledging that he has some kind of like special needs or some challenges, and he's making fun of that, and he's seeing like that like as fun. And also for him to be, I think he's gonna be happier when he acknowledges more, and he's more positive about the things that he's able to do and proud of himself. I agree with you in general in that. And for me it's also creating some resilience and positiveness in him. And that's what I would like for him. And I think understand him also, what makes him happy is not the same things that makes us happy. I think for me it's been funny because, you know, when I share with friends that he has autism, and they meet him, are you sure? He doesn't look autistic. I'm like, well, if you stay with him like long enough, you're gonna see that he has autism. It's funny how people see him and I don't know what they are expecting. And I guess I read somewhere like, I know autism is an invisible disability, because people normally are more used to see somebody like really disabled, or like not being able to like walk, or like blind, or like for them to be more compassionate, or more like more like more, give them more accommodation. And when they see a person behaving normally in a way, then it's like, no, he must not have anything. You might be exaggerating. I have had that in several occasions. But I haven't... I mean, we don't have that many friends, you know, like, that have children with special needs that they want to, like, remove everything. But where I work, I've seen a lot of parents in denial and being like, well, once he starts school, everything is going to go away. I will say, it's the first period, the stereotype is like, he doesn't look like Rain Man, just to start with like that. Oh, yeah. He must be so able to count, and he must be able, he's so intelligent for sure to do maths, and it's like having these super skills, or like, how do you call these people that are like super intelligent, like...
Genius,
or, yeah. And it's, I don't see it like that, I think it goes to one extreme to the other, it's going to be a genius, or it's going to be the child that is rocking and hitting himself on the wall. And that's not it, and it's the lack of awareness, I think, from people and getting to know better what is it that is it autism, and how can you help them, and what can you expect. Because hope, I want him to be happy and to get as independent as he could be able to be. You know, like this, like reach his maximum potential. Like, because it's going to be very different what I would like for him, ideally, and what he's gonna be able to do. I think my biggest thing for me is that if I'm not in this world, that he's gonna be okay, and that he's gonna be able to do what he likes to do and be happy with himself. In whatever it is, maybe he's gonna have to have like assisted living when he's older, maybe he's gonna be able to be independent and have a work, so whatever it is, but that he's gonna be happy with it. For me, it has been really educational and really insightful, not insightful, but really, really good when I see people like you, when I go to talks like about adults that have autism, and they share what is it that has helped them, what is it that they have been doing different because of what they've been doing. For me, that's more than researching genetics and like, how to cure it. I don't think there's gonna be a cure. I don't think it's just what do you find helpful for you? For me, I once went to see Tony Atwood, and he was saying, stop spending your money in therapies, go and hire a personal trainer that your kid is gonna be working out, and it's like, you know, releasing all this stress that they have, and they're gonna be less mental health issues, and like that for me.
Which is probably good, actually advice for a lot of the typical adults too.
Yeah.
Instead of going to therapies and taking medicine, just go do some, go exercise.
More than, you know, than that particular research, for me, I think it's getting to know the experience of people with autism that are able to verbalize what helps them. For me, that's, I love to read about that. And what helps them, and what is it like, how you see the world, and how you can explain. I think that is more helpful for other parents on how to help their children. One more thing that I would like to see in research is like, in the workplace, where can we feed all these skills and have more guidance, you know, for parents or for them themselves, on how they can be using their skills and be able to have a job.